When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Big storms are making their way up on the western outskirts of Lincoln at the moment. So be careful if you're out there. Right south of I-80, it looks like. It's just a line with some potentially tornadic activity. There is a tornado warning in effect in various places around Lancaster County at the moment. So, all right, be careful out there, and I think we'll be moving our way shortly. So there's your weather, your amateur weather update from myself. One thing before we get to the poll question. So Kansas basketball, who comes to Omaha next year, by the way,
don't forget.
I'll remind you, on what, December 4th?
Yes.
Hunter Dickinson is going back to school, which I didn't think was possible. I thought he'd already played as many years
He's
of school as he can.
36 years old.
Yeah. Remember, they got A.J. Storr in the portal. They got Ryland Griffin in the portal. And they may have a bit of a preseason number one look to them.
Okay.
So we'll see if that holds by the time they end up in Omaha in early December. To the polls, at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Have you called to order anything off of the TV?
Never have.
No, I haven't either. 69% say no.
Nice.
Do you always end with the pee pants?
Well, you skipped one in there.
Yes.
Most voted on poll question of the day.
Is watching all 4 hours of the NFL draft first round a sicko move?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think that's sicko. I think you got to go a step beyond that to get sicko.
Tonight, if you're watching tonight or Saturday, in depth.
Yeah, if you're watching the whole day on Saturday, that's sicko for sure. Mm-hmm. 64% though say yes, they agree with you. Do you always end with the pee pants? Yes.
Yes.
57% say no. Are you happy when a rat dies?
Not necessarily.
I am.
Depends on how it met its demise.
86% say yes, Josh. Mm. So get along with the time.
Figured I was going to lose that one.
Those are the poll questions. Josh, what are we watching tonight?
We are watching a trio of NBA playoff games today. One of them starts at 4:30. Did you know this?
No, yeah. Is it the Magic Cleveland game?
No, it is the Bucks and the Pacers on ESPN. That series tied at 1. And then we roll right into Clippers Mavericks at 7 o'clock. That series also tied at 1, and then your nightcap tonight, 9:30. Wolves and Suns, also on ESPN. Minnesota leads that 2-0. You got 4 games tomorrow. Denver can finish off the Lakers. I think they will, because as LeBron James said, it's just basketball.
It's just basketball. It's not that big of a deal.
Which means I no longer care about this thing you expect me to care about. That's code. Let me crack that for you. 4 games on Sunday. With wins tonight and Sunday, Minnesota can advance. Those are the only possible teams that can eliminate someone this weekend. NHL, 4 games today. Rangers Caps at 6 o'clock on TNT. Rangers lead that one 2-0. Canucks Predators at 6:30 on TBS. Series tied 1-1. Jets Avalanche at 9 o'clock on TNT. That series tied at 1. Another series tied at 1 at 9:30 on TBS. Oilers Kings, 4 games tomorrow. Florida and Carolina can sweep their opponents tomorrow. 4 games Sunday. Rangers would need a win tonight and Sunday to advance. Baseball this weekend, Cardinals and the Mets hooking up tonight on Apple TV. Big Fox tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Rays White Sox also on Apple TV tonight for some reason. Diamondbacks Mariners 8:40 tonight on ESPN Plus. Also that same time tomorrow night on FS1. Big Fox tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, Reds Rangers. And doubleheader of baseball on ESPN Sunday. Normally they just have the one game. They've got 2 on Sunday. Astros Rockies from Coors at 3 o'clock, followed by Cubs Red Sox from Fenway. NFL draft rounds 2 and 3 tonight at 6 o'clock. Coverage of rounds 4 through 7 kicking off at noon on Saturday. College baseball, Hawkeyes and Huskers hooking up in Lincoln at 1:15 tomorrow, more than likely, weather permitting. BTN is where you can watch that one. And you can hear baseball on the radio all weekend long. Whenever Creighton plays, it will be on 1180 as they host Georgetown. Big series for both of those schools. They need to improve their conference standings. I actually caught a little college baseball last night. First four out, Xavier and Creighton, both in that mix, according to D1 Baseball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first
they popped it up on the graphic?
They did, first four out.
Ooh,
Creighton, scary. Creighton was up there. And let me highlight this on Hulu this weekend. Thank You, Goodnight, the John Bon Jovi story. This four-part docuseries tells the story of Bon Jovi's epic past and uncertain future.
Mm. Wow.
I didn't know John Bon Jovi and the band Bon Jovi had an uncertain future.
Well, we live in uncertain times, Josh.
I guess.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is what we're watching tonight, and that is the show. If you missed anything, 1620thezone.com is where you can find it. The crossover is next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.